Treasure Trove by Neil Munro. Sonny Jim proved a most valuable acquisition to the Vital Spark. He was a person of humour and resource, and though they were sometimes the victims of his practical jokes, the others of the crew forgave him readily because of the fun he made. It is true that when they were getting the greatest entertainment from him, they were, without thinking it, generally doing his work for him. For indeed he was no sailor, only a Clutha mariner. But at least he was better value for his wages than the tar, who could neither take his fair share of the work, nor tell a bore. Sonny Jim's finest gift was imagination. The most wonderful things in the world had happened to him when he was on the Cluthers, all intensely interesting, if incredible. And Parahandy, looking at him with admiration and even envy, after a narrative more extraordinary than usual, would remark, "Man, it's a pity listening to such damn lies is a sin, for there is no doubt it is a most pleasant amusement." MacPhail, the engineer, the misanthrope, could not stand the new hand. "He's no a sailor at all," he protested. "He's a clown. I've seen better men jumping through girls at a penny show." "Well, he's maybe no awful steady at the wheel, but he has a kind, kind heart," Doogie said. "He's just sublime," said Parahandy. "If he was managed right, there would be money in him." Parahandy's conviction that there was money to be made out of Sonny Jim was confirmed by an episode at Tobermory, of which the memory will be redolent in Mull for years to come. The Vital Spark, having discharged a cargo of coal at Oban, went up the Sound to load with timber, and on Carve Island, which forms a natural breakwater for Tobermory Harbour, Doogie spied a stranded whale. He was not very much of a whale as whales go in Greenland, being merely a tiny fellow of about 25 tons. But as dead whales here are as rarely to be seen as dead donkeys, the Vital Spark was steered close in to afford a better view, and even stopped for a while, that Parahandy and his mate might land with the punt on the islet and examine the unfortunate cetacean.